This is Dakota Datebook for October 20th. October is American Archives Month, where archives around the country celebrate the records in their holdings and recognize the archivists who assess, collect, organize, preserve, and provide access to information of lasting value. In July of 1907, Herbert C. Fish became curator of the State Historical Society of North Dakota with an annual salary of $1,200. Newspapers reported that he was full of enthusiasm for local history work and that his qualifications and energy would be a boon to the job and the state. Fish was from Moline, Illinois, and had graduated from the University of Wisconsin, specializing in United States history and economics. Newspapers reported, "With the great development of our state, which is at present obliterating the old landmarks, we may find in our curator an officer who will do much to preserve this old life and who will keep the new history for the future." Fish did indeed do a variety of work for the Historical Society. With little in the way of staff, he collected stories, artifacts, and did field work. This is evident in articles dotting the newspapers and his correspondence. Here are some examples from 1910. In one, he addresses a map of North Dakota that was used in the official congressional directory in 1910. Since the map predated statehood, it was not correct. In another item, he informed the governor about the cost of preparing a pedestal for the Sacagawea statue on the Capitol grounds. He also obtained information about Stanton County, a proposed county that never came to be. He also received detailed fire insurance maps, which remain available on microfilm today. And one final example, an invitation to join a cattle roundup around Elbow Woods. It is noteworthy that Fish did a majority of his work with limited staff. In 1911, a listing of the officers, deputies, and employees at the Capitol was printed in the Bismarck Tribune. The State Historical Society was still in the Capitol basement at the time. Fish, it was noted, was the only employee of the agency who had his office there, though he had assistance from time to time. In 1915, Fish resigned as curator and accepted a position as head of the history department at the Minot Normal School, although he continued to contribute to the work at the State Historical Society. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.